Star libraries are chosen for the list based on patron use, circulation of library materials, technology that's available for the public to use, and program participation. It's also based on budget, how much a library has to spend and what it's able to do with that money.
It came out that Craig for the second year is pretty good value for the money.
That's Craig librarian Amy Marshall. She notes that her library serves more than just the community of Craig, which has a population of about 1,200. She estimates that the library has about 3,700 patrons from all over Prince of Wales Island. Making the Star Libraries list is a big deal in the library world, and Marshall says she knew Craig was going to be on it, but she wasn't allowed to tell.
This wasn't a surprise, and I've been dying for about 2 months because I've wanted to say something, but I couldn't because they said, shh, don't say anything till the list comes out. So that was torture.
Marshall says placement on the list is meaningful for her and her staff. It shows that they're doing something right.
Sometimes there's not a lot of glory in libraries. And there's not a lot of recognition because yeah, we're here and we get the feedback from the community that, oh, you know, we're so glad that you're here. But on a national level like this, it's just huge to be recognized, and it's nice to be recognized.
Alaska has 8 libraries on the list. New York State has the most with 36, and about a dozen states had no Star libraries at all. The other Alaska Star libraries are in Delta Junction, Unalaska, Haines, Petersburg, Homer, Seward, and Healy. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.